Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, hour number three, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, here we go. We get to speak for the first time this week with Dean Weingarten. I'm presuming we got Dean. It sounds like we got Dean. How you doing, sir?
I am here.
Did you have a good holiday? A Merry Christmas. Yeah?
I didn't travel much, but I had a good one. Made a lot of telephone calls.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, that you must get pretty good gas mileage just making telephone calls.
Yes, I do. but it was pretty good. I'm an optimist by nature. And even with all the horrible things happening in the United States, I remain optimistic.
So, let's start with this, because I'm interested in this, because I think self-defense is colorblind, and I had not seen this, so I'm very curious about this. Let's talk about Davian L. Jones.
Yes, I monitor self-defense by looking at various sources, and I've developed a number on the internet. And I came across this case, which looks really has a it really has a lot of similarity to the Kyle Rittenhouse case. One happened on the northwest side of Chicago, Antioch and the Wisconsin Kenosha are north, and Antioch is a bit to the west of Chicago, and the other one happened on the southeast side of Chicago in Indiana, and they're roughly about the same distance apart from the middle of Chicago. And what happened in this case that I came across was that a young man was faced by a hostile crowd, or claimed they were hostile crowd of people, and he had a firearm with a magazine capacity, in this case, had 50 rounds, whereas Kyle only had 30 rounds. And he fired into the crowd, and he killed one person and wounded another. In his case, one was white, one was black. In Kyle's case, there were two white people killed and one injured. And he immediately went to the authorities to report what had happened and to claim self-defense, which was similar in both cases. But the difference in the case on the southeast side of Chicago is that the shooter was a young black man. His name was Davian L. Jones, and whereas Kyle was a young white man who was 17 21. Jones was 21 years old. And initially, there were no murder charges that were filed against Jones. whereas murder charges were filed against Kyle Rittenhouse within, I think it was 36 hours. It was extremely fast and with virtually no or very little actual investigation. But after several months of investigation, murder charges were filed against Davian Jones. Both of them went to trial and had a jury trial, and both of them were found not guilty. Davian Jones initially was held on a $15,000 bond, and Kyle Rittenhouse was held on a $2 million bond. Now, after the charges were increased to murder in David Jones' case, it was increased to half a $1 million bond, which is still only one quarter of what Kyle Rittenhouse faced. And that bond was not put on until roughly 8 months later. So it appears that he spent maybe a little bit more time in actual jail awaiting trial than did Kyle Rittenhouse, but not a large amount. So in both cases, there were uncooperative Rittenhouse. In both cases, both Rittenhouse and Jones fired multiple shots. Rittenhouse did not hit anyone that he wasn't trying to hit. Jones said that he was not attempting to hit the one person he killed. There's hundreds of hours of video involving Rittenhouse case, and it was shown extensively in court. The best that I have been able to determine is there might have been one video that had some of the Davian Jones incident, and I don't know if it was shown in court. Rittenhouse faced a weapons charge that was found in court to be improper and for a crime that hadn't actually been committed. Jones was not charged with any weapons charges. So it appears to be enough similarity that you can say that the person who happened to be black, in this case Jones, was treated considerably better than Kyle Rittenhouse was treated, and both were found not guilty. So where does that show the white privilege we're all hearing about? I don't see it. So I thought, because the cases were kind of similar and not that far apart spatially, geographically, they're one side of Chicago and the other side of Chicago. I don't think, they might be 100 miles apart. It just showed me that when we see people on the left, and you see this, I saw this quite a bit as I reviewed comments and articles about the Rittenhouse case. They said that, I have one quote from Julian Castro on Twitter, said, "You know damn well that if Kyle Rittenhouse were black, he would have been found guilty in a heartbeat or shot dead by cops on the scene. But here we have a black man in circumstances rather similar. He wasn't shot by police, wasn't even arrested by them, left out on relatively light bail for 8 months while they investigated, and then found not guilty in a jury trial." That seems, you know, in science we say that if you state a principle and then you find a counterexample, that counterexample disproves your principle. So clearly those people who say that a black person would, of course, have been treated far differently than Kyle, well, they may be correct up to a point in that the Davian Jones case seems to indicate a black person would have been treated far better.
Hang on for me, if you will. I got a couple of questions about this particular one. We're coming up on the break. This is ripped straight out of the page from Amoland.com. This is where Dean writes. This is where the majority of his work is. Nearly 1,900 articles there out of about, I guess, maybe 3,400. I don't know. I don't know if Dean knows. It's gotten to that point. But you can find it at Amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. So, talking to Dean Weingarten, and we're talking about this Davian Jones. Now, does his case fall under the jurisdiction of Kim Fox?
Yeah. Well, oh, Kim Fox. That's a good question. It was in Indiana.
Oh.
So I don't think so.
Okay. Opposite side of Chicago. Okay.
Right. It's outside. It's about 15 miles outside of Chicago.
Right.
So I looked on the map, and it's about, by car, it's about 140 miles between Kenosha and LaPorte, Indiana, where it happened. And both of the events happened outside of Chicago and in another state. So, but Chicago is this huge metropolitan area in the middle. And so it's the closest, you know, feature to look at. You could look at Lake Michigan and say both of them are just a few miles away from Lake Michigan, too, I guess. And in a straight line between Kenosha and LaPorte, it's a little over 100 miles. So they're geographically, they're really not all that far apart. I don't know culturally if they are hugely apart, but I think they probably are kind of similar. And I am not trying to imply that black people and black young men in general are treated better by police, but I think I intend, I should say, to imply that Kyle Rittenhouse was treated very badly by the media and that he was demonized and falsely accused of all kinds of horrible things in the media, whereas Davian Jones was fortunate in that the media paid little attention to him. And so he didn't have this demonization in the media that happened to Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, eventually, we may see, there's been hints of it, that Kyle Rittenhouse will file defamation lawsuits against media personalities and be able to collect some damages. It seems likely because significant media personalities continued to spread lies about him long after he was judged to be not guilty by a jury of peers in Wisconsin. So once the verdict is in, it's kind of hard to continue to claim that he is a murderer, and many people did so. And there's been no evidence presented that he has any connection to white supremacists. It's kind of amazing to see what happened to Kyle. It's like watching a modern day Salem witch trial, where the people are shouting, white supremacist, hang them now, trial later. it's just crazy. But I thought this was a useful example to show that what we are told by major media organizations about reality is often simply untrue. So, and I wasn't there in either case, but I did watch copious amounts of video in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, and there was relatively little, I wasn't able to find any video I could watch in the Davian Jones case. So that is a major difference. But otherwise, there's a lot of similarities.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that black people have to practice self-defense because of the incidents of black-on-black crime, although I know most of that is gang-related. It doesn't surprise me that somebody who's not a gangbanger would get pulled into it.
And I don't know, Davian Jones didn't have any prior convictions for anything.
Right. So
yeah, and when you're 21 years old and you don't have any prior convictions, that's usually a pretty good indication that you're generally law-abiding.
Yep.
Most of the people who get into homicide have a string of convictions and arrests before they ever commit a homicide. That's the most common situation. And I don't know everything that happened in the Davian Jones case, but what I have seen reported indicates that, at least he was given a reasonable doubt, and the jury ruled that you couldn't disprove self-defense. There were a couple other differences. He was in a car, stopped, when he fired, and it's very likely the pistol could not be seen before he brought it up to fire, so it was essentially concealed. And whereas Kyle Rittenhouse was carrying his rifle openly so that everybody could see it, that's another change that actually is in the favor of Davian, because, you know, what kind of mental case attacks somebody with a visible AR-15 available to them? Well, we know what kind of mental case. One of the people that Kyle Rittenhouse had to shoot. But it's not known if any of the people that Davian Jones, the two people that he shot, even knew that he was armed before he opened fire.
Right. Well, I mean, I've been saying it. As long as these blue cities keep doing what they're doing, we're going to see more Kyle Rittenhouses.
I agree.
We're going to see more and more
people,
of this.
More people will embrace self-defense when they see on a regular basis that the police are reluctant to protect them, and for good reason. I mean, if I were a police officer today in an area where the mayor and maybe the governor and the prosecutor have all said, well, you know, if you get involved in a case that involves a person of color, we're going to scrutinize you extra special careful to see if you need to go to prison.
Yep.
I would be hesitant to engage people who might be committing crimes where that might happen. And then you get a lot more crime, and people don't want to be victims of crime, so they start protecting themselves more. It's a pretty simple thing to understand.
Hang on there, right there for me, if you will, and we're headed to the next break. Dean Weingarten, you can find his works, his most recent works, nearly 1,900 of those most recent works, at amoland.com. This is where this article came from. I don't know if it was his latest one. It looks like it was his latest one printed by them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is lowering estimates of COVID-19 Omicron cases throughout the United States. The agency originally estimated Omicron accounted for 73% of cases last week, and now it brought that number down to 58%. The Delta variant is responsible for nearly all of the other cases in the country. A new poll is proving there's a divide when it comes to certain political issues. According to a UMass Amherst poll, 71% of Republicans think President Biden's election victory was illegitimate. As the one-year anniversary approaches, they continue to blame Democrats, Antifa, the FBI, and Capitol Police for the violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6. The nationwide poll of 1,000 people was conducted earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden's chief medical advisor has some advice for you on New Year's Eve.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he recommends that people stay away from large New Year's Eve gatherings where they don't know the vaccination status of guests. He told CNN that the severity of Omicron is diminishing, but says he is worried about the number of cases.
But the sheer volume of cases that we're seeing now, yesterday we had 214,000 cases, even with a diminution in severity, we still could have a surge on hospitals, particularly among the unvaccinated, which they were really worried about.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau. I'm Brad Bernards.
2021 saw a massive drop in cable news viewership without President Trump in the White House. Weekday primetime viewership dropped 38% at CNN, 34% at Fox News Channel, and 25% at MSNBC, according to the Nielsen Company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten and speaking about the stuff he's written lately, this caught my eye. Nevada Supreme Court stops lawsuit against gun manufacturers. Who was bringing a suit in Nevada for, against gun manufacturers?
Horrific mass killing in law. Vegas, where we had that, I would have to say, by definition, insane person on, up in the tower on the high-rise casino hotel,
right,
where he fired down on the concert and killed, what was it, about 60 people, I think? I mean, it was a large number.
Very nearly.
And this lawsuit arises from that case, which happened, I think, on 1 October in 2017. And, you know, those who want a disarmed population will try to use these incidents to disarm. And one of the things that they have been trying to do for a couple decades now is to make manufacturers of firearms liable for damage that criminals cause with firearms. I mean, and it's a really stupid idea. If you would hold manufacturers liable for criminal damage that one of their products is used to do, well, we'd hold Ford manufacturer liable for when criminals use a Ford to get away from a bank robbery. or to travel to where they're going to murder somebody. I mean, it's an absolutely not supportable, logically invalid use of the law. But they came up with some novel theories, and basically what they said in the case in Nevada was, well, because the manufacturer made guns that they knew that criminals could use to commit horrific crime, therefore they should be liable. And they filed in federal court, and this is kind of interesting, but the federal court went to the, I think it was the federal district court, and they said, well, hold on, isn't there a Nevada law that says you cannot file these kind of lawsuits in Nevada? Because the case was filed in Nevada.
Right.
And so they turned it over to the Nevada Supreme Court to rule on the case, because Nevada has a very strongly worded statute that says you're not allowed to file lawsuits against firearms manufacturers or distributors, either of ammunition or, you know, firearms, and you don't have any cause of action in Nevada. You just don't, and that doesn't have the exception. There are a few exceptions in the national law, which is called the Protection of Legal Commerce in Arms Act, PLCAA, which was created because of this blatant political attempt by a bunch of people to bankrupt gun manufacturers and distributors and retailers by suing them repeatedly, even though they knew the lawsuits had no real chance of success. So in Nevada, they created a similar law, but they made it even stronger. And the actual, I'll read one little paragraph out of here, and it's NRS 41.131, the first paragraph. No person has a cause of action against the manufacturer or distributor of any firearm or ammunition merely because the firearm or ammunition was capable of causing serious injury, damage, or death, was discharged, and proximately caused serious injury, damage, or death. This subject is declaratory and not in derogation of the common law. There's no mitigating factors there. There's no buddy who is excluded. No person has a cause of action against the manufacturer or distributor. And it doesn't say whether the manufacturer or distributor were legal or not, or licensed or not. It just says there's no cause of action. And so the Nevada Supreme Court ruled, and I think quite correctly, that no, the law says you don't have any ability to sue in Nevada. It's spelled out right in the law. You can't do it. And so they said, can't do it. And I believe that the federal court then declared that the lawsuit is invalid because it's not legal under Nevada law.
Now, was this a lawsuit that was spurred by some anti-gun group? And was it filed by an individual? Who's on the hook for all of those legal fees, because
that's a good question. And my understanding is that there were individuals, a couple of individuals, and they may have been recruited by anti-gun groups, but I'm not privy to that information for certain, so I can't tell you for sure. But it looks to me that's usually what happens, is that, there in this case, there were probably hundreds of people that could claim that they were victims. And so there's a large group of people to search to see if you can find someone who's willing to sue. And it's not difficult. I mean, if you've been wounded or had a loved one killed or injured, you know, there's a lot of emotion there. And the thought of being able to find someone to blame, that you could actually get money from, it's a pretty strong motivation. So with this large number of potential victims, I would suspect that people who are looking to find the lawsuit were actively looking to recruit somebody, but I wasn't there. That's just speculation on my part.
So we don't know who actually filed this.
Oh, well, yeah, that you can go to the court records and you'll see who actually filed. There's a name there, and I think that there are some support groups. It's not on the tip of my tongue right now. I could, when we get to the break, maybe I'll get a chance to look that up.
I remember with Lucky Gunner, where they got sued.
Yeah, I remember that case.
And the parents that sued, they were put up to it by the Brady campaign. And supported, quote-unquote, supported all the way through it until they threw it out, and then they told the parents that they were on the hook for the legal fees.
Right. They had to pay the court cost of the...
$200,000, yeah.
But, and I'm not sure how it'll work out in this case, because it's not at all clear that the Nevada law has the same action ability that the federal law does. And then, and there was the Colorado law in that suit too, which changes things a bit more. And I haven't done the research to tell you whether or not the people who filed the lawsuit are liable for the court costs of the people who they filed against in this case. And as I recall, the one in Colorado was about ammunition, too.
It was. Hang on for me. We'll be right back talking to Gene Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And we were just talking about what happened in Nevada, where they discovered, after they'd filed suit, that there was a law that prohibited them for suing anybody for this.
Yes, and part of it was that one of the law firms used was from Connecticut, where they've had some success in going after, I think, Colt or Smith & Wesson. Colt, I think, in the case of the school shooting there. And in that case, it was claimed that Colt had violated their advertising law.
Remington.
Although they'd never been prosecuted for violating the advertising law, and it was highly questionable if they were violating the advertising law. The
I think that was Remington or Bushmaster. I don't think it was Colt. It was Remington or Bushmaster.
Yeah, okay. I think Remington and Bushmaster, I think you're correct on that. Thank you for correcting me. But the law firm who pursued that case was also involved in this Nevada lawsuit. And the claim that they were making, and that there was one particular victim that they were suing on the part of, her name is Carrie Parsons. She was murdered in Las Vegas as part of that mass murder. And they claimed that because bump stocks could be installed on AR-15s, the AR-15s were therefore illegal machine guns because they could be converted to fire like machine guns by having a bump stock put on them. And so that did not fly in Nevada. Now, they may file a lawsuit some other way. It's possible. So we'll see. Oh, and just to let you know that you said we're getting close to 1900. The next article that I send to Ammo Land will be the 1900 article. I don't know, as you suggested, whether it's 3,400 or 35, I'll have to do some calculations to see how many total articles I have out there now.
At a certain point, does it matter, Dean? I mean, you're really the godfather of this. I mean,
what matters is doing the next one and doing it well and finding interesting topics that people want to hear about. I mean, there's all kinds of interesting. At least I find a large amount of interesting topics to write about, and I've been doing some research on polar bears, for example, that eventually I will publish. But there are people who actually claim that polar bears are less dangerous than other bears because in some areas more people have been killed by other bears than by polar bears.
But are polar bears there?
Well, that's just it. Polar bears and people don't come in contact very often. So it's kind of like saying, well, in states where there isn't much lightning, not many people get killed by lightning, so lightning really isn't very dangerous.
Right.
I mean, it's just silly. But I've seen that, and I'm looking at it. And what I find is that historically, polar bears were always recognized as extremely dangerous, and they still are recognized as dangerous today. The people who talk about going into areas where there are polar bears all say, you better have a gun or better be next to somebody with a gun if you're going into an area by polar bears. Because even if you have bear spray, and while we like bear spray, you know, there's good chances that it won't work because of weather or something, which is true. And so even these people who try to claim that, you know, polar bears are not all that dangerous because we don't have that many people killed by polar bears, realize that if you go where the polar bears are,
yeah,
they're dangerous.
Then you get on the menu.
Yeah, you do. And it's the amount of, how should I put it, mental gymnastics that people have to go through to get to these positions is really kind of funny to see. But they are more popular in the media if they put forward these rather strange mental positions to promote the latest narrative about, I think for polar bears it's mostly because they're trying to promote this idea that the Earth will end in a few years if we don't all stop doing whatever we're doing immediately.
Well, I don't know. Last time I heard, I think it was at the beginning of Trump's term, we had 12 years. So now we're down 5 now, so we got 7 years left. Nobody's told me that isn't still ticking down. But
there was a recent article by The Guardian, about The Guardian, which is a big far-left newspaper in Britain, where they had predicted that basically, you know, many European cities would be under seawater now in the year 2000, back in, I think it was about 1990 or something, 1980. 20 years from now, all these cities will be under the ocean. And it just didn't happen. It didn't even come close to happening. But we have records showing that's what they said. And, you know, these predictions continue to fail and continue to fail, and they keep making excuses. Well, you know, this happened. And what you can see what the game is. And the game is, if we put all these restrictions in place that, by the way, make us a lot of money and make us very powerful, and that's just coincidental, of course. It's not that that has anything to do with our promoting this. Then 10 or 20 years from now, we can claim, see, we put all those restrictions in place, and we saved the planet. Because, of course, nothing happened.
Right.
It's kind of like the guy claiming that he's toting around this double rifle in the middle of Indiana. I'm keeping, the rogue elephants away. Well, we've never had a rogue elephant around here. See? See how well it works?
Yeah. So, what I was going to ask you, though, regarding polar bears. Now, I know that in your research, you found that every caliber of gun has killed a bear. And I'm presuming we're talking about black bears and up to grizzly bears.
Yeah.
But, and whatever, you know, regionally, if you're talking about Kodiaks or brown bears, aren't they all about the same as the grizzly bear? It just depends on where they're from.
Well, the big difference is how much food they get.
Right.
You know, if you're on Kodiak Island where they get lots of salmon and have access to huge amounts of food, they get huge. But they're still genetically very, very close, if not identical, to grizzly bears.
Okay. So does it take a more robust round for a polar bear?
What rounds have you used?
Yeah.
Well, There are not, it's hard to get the records for polar bears because there's not that many people who are up there. And the ones that are up there usually don't write in, you know, public magazines about what happened. But I have some anecdotal evidence from two or three different sources talking about how people have used 22 rimfire to kill polar bears in more than one instance. And they seem pretty credible. You know, one talked about how there was native hunter had been using a 22 to kill polar bears, and that some visiting tourist had bought a skull from him, you know, for some cash. And he said, oh, well, that's pretty good. And that he had a pile of several skulls with 22 holes in the skull of polar bear skulls, you know, that he had for sale. It actually sounded very credible the way that it was discussed. And then there was another case.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll talk about this Friday if you have the time. We'll be here Friday.
Very good.
Ending 2021 on a high note with Dean Weingarten on Friday. Thank you very much for joining me this afternoon.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.